What has God showed you about discipling your kids during this, just as you're being discipled by him? How do you share that with your kids? Has he showed you any particular things? I mean, aside from reading a chapter of Proverbs a day.
Yeah. I think one of the books my pastor gave us when we started kind of struggling when our kids were starting to get older, it's called The Age of Opportunity.
Okay.
Paul David Tripp. But I think what I've noticed with my kids when they're young, you work really, really hard to get them to follow the rules, like be quiet and sit still, and this is what you can do and this is what you can't. And then as they start getting older and their faith starts to really become their own, there's so much pressure from the world right now for kids to be perfect. Like, there's not a whole lot of room for them to fail. Like, they're supposed to be the top of their class, or they're supposed to be really good at this sport. And there's not a lot of doing things for fun. It's you have to be the best. And I mean, we homeschool, so you would think that we'd be protected from that. But even when I give like standardized tests to my kids, and you know, the state requires, and I'll just be like, you know, just do your best. We'll see where you're at, and we'll just kind of adjust your curriculum accordingly. And they get so stressed out. They're like, but what if I do horrible? And it's just like, then we'll keep learning. Like, then we'll go over it again. Like, there's no punishments here. It's, you know, not that we don't have punishments, but they put a lot of pressures on themselves that we don't put on them. And so one of the things of discipling my kids is teaching them that it is okay to confess your sin. It is okay to confess that you're unable, because that's, like I said, one of my kids has special needs, and I think a lot of times he gets really discouraged by that. And teaching them that God is for us in our weakness, that God is for us where we are weak is where he is strong. That has been a huge theme teaching my kids lately. And so you have to find those opportunities. That's what that book talks about, is when your kids mess up, or when they fail, or when they confess, or they tend to get really angry when they face their insufficiencies. They're just like, oh, I'm just so, when they're mad at themselves, they tend to get mad at everybody else around them. Like I do.
Oh,
when
yeah.
I'm mad at myself, I get mad at everybody else around me. And teaching them, you know, God forgives you. He died on the cross for this sin. He came for you, and that repetitive nature, every failure becomes an opportunity to point to Christ. And that has been a huge part of discipling my kids. And I find that the more that we have done that, now that they're getting older, they're starting to see that in their peers of they're hurting, so they need to hear about Christ, or this person is hurting, so they need to hear about Christ. And that has been really neat to see, where they can, the more that they come to terms with the fact that God came for their sin, and what that means, not just once, but for all of life, they start to see that same pain in their peers. And they're like, oh, I know the solution for that. That's God.
Yeah.
And start pouring on them. So it's been really neat to see. As far as spiritual disciplines, my oldest, I would say, gets in the Word on her own just because she craves it. The rest of them, I don't see it as much. Sometimes they'll challenge themselves to read through the Bible, or they'll challenge themselves. But we kind of have our steady start to our school day. I won't say that we're super consistent about it. If we hit 3 days a week, I'm pretty excited.
Yeah. So,
we're not perfect about it. But on the other hand, God isn't just in 15 minutes of our morning as a family.
Yeah.
He's something that we're talking about all the time. And it's someone that we pray to before meals, and someone we talk about at bedtime. And so I think when we realize that it's not just this one 15 minutes, it's throughout the day, then if we make that 15 minutes three times a week, I'm like, you know what? God is going to use that and he's going to make something out of that. And that is, that's enough. And so I always have big aspirations to do more. And sometimes it works for a while and then it doesn't anymore. And then we try something new. But when I realized that my spiritual life and my spiritual family life is dependent on God, it's not dependent on me being perfect.
Yeah.
There's a freedom to that of, all right, well, where, and almost a freedom, like as an anticipation of like, God, where are you going to show up and help our family next? Because you haven't abandoned us. So what's next is kind of the freedom that we live in, instead of, oh, I guess we did this again. It's just living in this anticipation. And it's, I think that's contagious among the kids of living in anticipation for what God is going to do in your life next.